This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. Houston First Corporation says more than 54 million people visited Houston last year. That is 6% more than the year before, nearly 10% more than before the pandemic. But many of the workers who greet and serve those visitors say their wages haven't kept up. That's why a union representing hospitality workers at hotels and airport restaurants and banquet servers at the GRB is calling for a $23 minimum wage for workers connected to tourism. Michelle Gray is a barista at a Starbucks in Bush Intercontinental Airport, operated by OTG Management. Francesca Caraballo is the Texas chapter president of the Union Unite here, Local 23. They're both with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Michelle, let me start with you. How does what you earn at this airport Starbucks compare with the cost of living?
It doesn't compare. It's less than the actual cost of living. Currently now, I make $16 an hour. And rent increases every time. Food is going up. It's hard. It's extremely hard.
How long have you, if I may ask, have you been earning $16 an hour there?
It's been almost a year. Well, less than a year.
Why do you argue you should be paid $23 an hour?
We should be paid $23 an hour for the simple fact that, like I stated, my rent now is $2,100, okay? I have a family of eight. I have four children, two dogs, and a husband, okay?
Okay.
And food is very, very expensive. You have energy bill. You have water bill. You have all these costs and that are constantly increasing, yet our salary is still the same. It's just not balancing out. So in order to live and at least try to survive comfortably, we need $23 an hour.
Francesca, of course, you're Local 23, so I'm sure that influences why you're calling for this. It's branding, I get it. But also, I'm wondering why else you see that number as a fair minimum threshold.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, right, that Houston has seen record numbers of visitors coming to the city, and they're passing through the airports. They're staying at the hotels, right? So we're seeing, like, record profits. So wages have been stagnant, especially since the pandemic. So we see that, like Michelle said, rent has gone up over 20% in the last 5 years, right? I think we even see that the living wage for Harris County just went up to 2021 something, I believe. So we feel 23 is a good start, basically, for our members to actually survive and provide for their families.
Some business owners would argue their costs have skyrocketed too. So they're not necessarily seeing profits to match the increases in visitors. Hotels have to absorb those costs. So how do you respond to that argument?
Well, I mean, like we said, these are not, you know, small companies. This is Hilton, Marriott, right? OTG Management is the biggest concessionaire at the Bush Airport. So the workers are literally seeing the money roll in. And meanwhile, they're back home trying to piece together their paychecks, trying to put food on the table, living check to check. And a lot of our members actually do have second and even third jobs.
Michelle, I'm also curious, more visitors, regardless of anything else, has got to mean it's just busier day to day.
Extremely busy. So therefore, your workload has increased. And we are constantly serving people on a daily basis. The prices has increased as well. So as far as profit, they are profiting. And they're profiting off of us and the excellent customer service that we provide in the industry to all our, you know, clients and people that come in every day.
Francesca, have you spoken to anyone from the city of Houston about what you want?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just had a big hospitality workers summit on Wednesday night, and where we had over, you know, dozens of members there, and we had city council members present and address our members. City Council members Joaquin Martinez, Tiffany Thomas, they spoke and shared their support for our fight. Even Tarsha Jackson, she couldn't make it in person, but she even made the effort to, like, tweet about it and share on social media that she stands behind our fight and our members.
And you're preparing for contract negotiations later this year. Are you threatening to strike if you don't get the minimum wage that you want?
Well, right now we're really focused on just organizing our membership and learning more about what are the different needs that folks are, you know, looking to fight for in the contract. So you know, we're just, that's just where we're at right now.
So you're not saying yes, you're not saying no. That's, you're just kind of staking out a position at the moment. Michelle Gray is a barista at Bush Intercontinental Airport. Francesca Caraballo is the Texas chapter president of the union Unite Here, Local 23. Michelle, Francesca, thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And joining us now is Tucker Johnson. He's a veteran of the hotel and restaurant businesses and also teaches at the University of Houston's Conrad and Hilton College of Global Hospitality Leadership. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you seeing in the economics of the hotel industry specifically these days?
So the hotel industry, you know, it's interesting when I was listening to the ladies that just talked, there's a difference between the hotel industry and something like the concessions at the airport and the convention center, things like that. The hotel industry is kind of flat right now. So revenues haven't really increased over last year, at least for the first quarter, but costs have continued to increase. And demand is kind of uncertain right now as we roll into summer, especially international demand. That's been down a lot. So costs are up. Revenues are kind of flat. So hotels in particular is a little more challenging than it might have been in the last couple of years.
I mentioned the stats from Houston First Corporation suggesting more visitors rolling through town. Does that not automatically result in more revenue for hotels?
It probably does, but you know, revenue does not equal profit, right? So it's actually better to have less less visitors at a higher rate than more visitors at a lower rate when you look at actual profit. And, you know, the biggest concern I would have right now with hotels in particular is if demand does slow down, then you lose that pricing power. And so each one of those stays could become less profitable.
Couldn't hotel owners just charge more per room and as a result then be able to afford a higher minimum wage for workers at hotels?
So the problem with that, too, is, you know, maybe an individual hotel might start charging more, but you'd need all of the hotels to start doing that, because if one hotel charges more and the rest of them kind of keep their rates where they're at, people will go to different hotels and then they can't get together and do that because that would be collusion and that's illegal. So it really, you know, the hotel industry in particular is an elastic demand industry where, if demand is there, you can charge more. If demand isn't, then the prices are going to go down.
You said airports, it's a little bit of a different situation. How so?
Well, I think with airports, you have a captive audience. They have to purchase what's at the airport. They don't have the option. So if somebody's traveling, they can pick from different hotels. They can go to a different area of the city, whatever it is. But when you're in the airport, you just are in the airport. So I think the airport seems like a place where they do have pricing power. They would have the ability to increase prices. I've noticed prices increasing all over, you know, where I go. The airport used to feel like a ripoff, but now it actually seems reasonable because other prices have increased so much at, you know, restaurants and around town. So I think at the airport, they have the ability to charge more. I think people expect to pay more at the airport. And if you can charge more, then you can pay your people more, because a dollar increase in price is going to be a dollar more of profit, right? So you don't necessarily want to serve more people at the same price. You want to serve more people at a higher price, and that'll flow through to the bottom line.
You heard our previous guests talking about the fact that workload has increased for them, even as pay has not. Is that just about more people coming through airports and maybe more people at hotels, or is it also about fewer people working behind those counters and desks?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at the stats, at least in the hotel industry, which I'm a little more familiar with, we're not back to pre-pandemic employment levels. People are having to do more with less. That's just a fact, and it's something that owners have looked at and increased that efficiency. So there is definitely an argument to be made that if you're doing more work, you should make more money. the issue that I think the owners would look at is that their costs have increased, just like the lady who was talking from Starbucks about her rent and some of those other costs that have gone up. Ownership, right? Their taxes, their insurance costs, the cost of food, linens, all of those things have gone up too. So they're hitting that issue with pricing as well.
Tucker Johnson is a hotel industry veteran who teaches at the University of Houston's Conrad and Hilton College of Global Hospitality Leadership. Tucker, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.